This is a fucking Sweet Talks podcast, but as you can see,
missing two people today.
We're missing two people. I think Logan's with family right now. Danny had a game this morning, and I think he's with his family as well. So it's just me and Frank, the two cousins.
Yeah, cousin duo.
It's chill today. We're gonna, it's a little different. Throw this on the fucking TV, clean your damn room, do some shit like that.
Lay down in bed how we have the blankets on us and shit.
Yeah,
we got some blankets.
We tried putting some blankets on us.
Feeling cozy.
Trying to get a little more comfortable. We're about to order some Wingstop. If it gets here, it gets here on the pod and you can see us eat it. Speaking of cleaning room, what is like the one thing where you're like, fuck, I do not want to clean that? I just thought about that as I was walking down the stairs. Like in your room where it's like, all right, I got to clean my room today. Is there one where it's like, fuck? Loki might be the bathroom.
I hate the bathroom, and I hate when my mirror's fucked up.
Oh, when it has the fucking
when
squirt.
Nah, man, ain't nobody got time to clean all that shit.
But you have to clean
But you have
shit.
To, because then, like, you'll come out more crispier. You know, bro, that's crazy as fuck.
What?
Bro, I woke up with my mirror cracked.
No way.
I swear, in the center.
And you didn't do shit?
No.
It was just cracked?
Yeah, it was cracked, bro.
When?
Like, if you look at it, it's cracked right now. I don't remember cracking unless I was drunk or some shit, but I woke up, I was just looking at my mirror, and then, like, I saw double sided of me.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, there's no way I'm tripping. So I go up closer to the mirror because I'm like, fuck, I can't see far.
Uh-huh.
So I go up to the mirror, and I'm like, nah, that's cracked. But I was wondering, what the fuck?
Isn't that supposed to be like 7 years bad luck?
I don't know.
What if it was a fucking ghost?
That cracked it. Said,
what about
look in the mirror, asshole?
What about when Logan ran down all fucking scared with little Nick the other day? Did you hear about that one?
No.
So they were here at the house and fucking, you know how my doors are like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's a hinge at the top that locks the two so that they both, or how, I don't know if you know, but there's a hinge at the top
to open it.
To open both. Yeah. Well, they were walking down the stairs and my doors go like this.
It was Jesus right there. He was doing this. Just let him know he was there.
And they ran down.
Fuck that.
They got scared.
What are you? Oh, damn, bro. How come I haven't seen shit like that? I'm wondering, like, why don't I see shit like that?
Do you think the fadedness
knocks away that shit? No, I don't know.
What is it, Frank?
I don't know. I don't know if it's not because I don't know. I never, like, experienced shit like that.
All right, let's do this. If this is something we probably should have asked during Halloween, if your house had to be haunted by one person, like it could be anybody, who would it be? It could be anybody.
I'm probably Logan, bro, because he's just funny.
It could be a celebrity, though.
Oh.
You could go with Logan.
I'll go with Logan because I know he'll do shit to make me laugh. Like
he'll move your. He might be annoying.
He might do shit to fuck with me really bad though.
Like he might move your lighters and shit like that.
Oh my god! Especially he'll probably catch me when I'm faded,
and he'll just fuck with
you. Yeah, he'll just like, all right, this fool's faded. I'm about to misplace his pen.
All right, let's go. Somebody old as shit. Somebody gone. Initially, I thought Michael Jackson, but I think that's kind of fucking weird.
He tugs on your wiener.
Yeah.
When you're asleep.
Do you remember when he died and then on the news and then it said like he walked across? Do you remember that?
No, walked across what?
The behind the news anchor.
No, that he was moonwalking.
I swear. I'm not even kidding.
I need to see this video.
Okay, old as fuck. Let's just think old as fuck.
Old as fuck? I'll probably grab Ray Charles.
Ray Charles?
Because he can't see what he's doing. So it'd be like, all right, that ghost is not going to fucking touch me because he doesn't know exactly where I'm at.
Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Fuck. Who would I say?
Either him or, fuck. Who else would be a fucking dope ass, like, ghost that you can, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a Casper.
Like, okay, that fool's dope.
Like, I actually wouldn't mind going to where he's at because he seems like he's having fun. Do you think ghosts are just people that have unfinished business?
And that's why they come down?
That's why, yeah. Like, that's why they,
Do you think they come down and, like, they want to fuck around? All right, if you had the chance, are you going to come down and fuck around?
Yeah.
Who's the first person?
I'd probably be a toxic ass fucking.
Why? Where are you going?
Shit. If I go early and I'm in a relationship at the time and I see some shady shit that my girl's doing or some shit, my widow, bro, I'm gonna fucking be hot and I'm gonna fucking make sure it's my job to like.
Let's say you
get that guy out the house.
Let's say you pass away. This is kind of fucked up, actually. Why are we talking about this? Let's say you pass away and then fucking, like, would you want them to get married again or something?
Yeah.
Like, just move on? Are you toxic?
Is
that fucked up?
There's no jealousy in heaven.
No, there's not.
But when you're in hell, do you think you feel that shit?
No, you don't feel shit. You're burning.
You're burning, but do you think, like, the devil would fuck with you to, like... Yeah, look, he's married.
Probably.
Your bitch is getting married.
Like, I don't know. He might say that.
He won't say your bitch.
He might. I don't know.
But he's just like, you think, because you're in hell, you're just suffering. You're just hurting.
It's constant suffering.
So do you think you feel those type of, like,
sure. It probably feels like mad, like, regret and, like, fucking.
All the shit you've done.
Anxious.
They probably just replay that shit over and over again.
That's a scary thing.
Fuck that.
You said you're like scared of death too.
Yeah, somewhat. I think I'll sacrifice myself for people if it comes down to it. Certain things.
So you're not scared of dying?
Yeah, I'm just scared. Nah, I'm not scared of dying. Well, it's like being scared to know what the fuck is gonna happen after. Scared of dying.
Is that what you're scared of?
Yeah. Well, like, I just started recently feeling like that. Like
of like what? Like where am I gonna go? Or like
yeah,
what's gonna
where
happen?
Am I gonna go? Like.
Or is it like
where am I gonna go? Like, cause I don't know. Cause this has been when people leave out your life, you just be like, fuck, like, damn, you can't just say what's up real quick. Not say what's up, but like you could say goodbye. Like me personally, if I were to pass away, I would want to come back. Like I'll beg God, whatever. Like I'll beg Him, hey, let me just come back and say goodbye. Like not like in body form, just like do something in the house or like make a hint that I was there one time, like, you know.
Yeah
to make sure like everything's cool, like I'm safe.
So if you had 90 days left, do you want to know, like, let's say somebody told me like,
yes,
you know, he has 90 days.
Yes.
Would you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I don't want to know, because I would just, yeah, I'll hang out with the people that I love the most. Just because, like, it would be, I don't know. And then I'll probably get a lot of shit off my chest with the people that I had problems with or some shit, you know?
So what's stopping you from doing that now?
Myself, just, like, I have a pride, probably. I have a lot of pride, and I don't like apologizing for a lot of shit. And I just, like, if somebody does something to me, I have the need to, all right, I need to get you back. When I need to learn how to just, like, let certain shit go. I don't think that's the best way to live. Because then you can get fucking in trouble like that. Fuck up a lot of things.
And where do you think that came from? This was supposed to be a fun podcast, but it's getting kind of deep.
Oh, no.
And I kind of forgot to order the Wingstop, but we can keep going.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to throw people under the bus why I'm like the way I am today. But I'm not going to blame everybody on how I am. But... like when people go through a lot, bro, I feel like you just have more a bad perspective on people. Just
do you think it was all a negative result, or do you think like you got some good out of
it? I got some good out of it, because I don't let people run over my ass no more at all. I think I just heard,
Logan's here.
So, yeah, he could come on if he wants to.
Yeah, he might.
It's time to jump in it
here. But we can keep going. Oh, shit.
But fuck. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I blame certain people, but at the same time, like, I'm my own person. So I shouldn't have to be like that.
This is interesting. But what do you think is your biggest fear?
Probably be just losing any more people, just family. That'd probably be my number one thing, because it's just whack. It's just a whack feeling to lose people, especially when It's just whack. Yeah, I don't think nobody, if the people that lost people, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just people understand. Certain people would know. Sorry, I'm ordering. That's why. So let me just do this real quick.
What does that feel like?
What? To lose somebody that you really care about?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro, because, I know. Like, it's just, I've lost, nobody really knows that I lost my brother when I was younger, right? So that feeling when I lost my brother, I didn't even know him like that. So it was because he was a baby. So when he passed away, it was just like, oh, I just saw my parents hurt more, like, because that's their baby, you know? So, but it's my brother. At the same time, I was a little kid, so, and I didn't get to know him. So it was just, I didn't really have a feeling. And then when you lose somebody that's really close to you, like my Nino, you fucking, it just feels like you question so much shit. You just question everything about life. You question, like, who you want to spend time with, everybody at the same time. Like, you don't want to leave no one left out. It's just everything. Let me just order this shit so I can talk more. It's cool how all the I feel like all that shit made me different though today. So I don't think people, I don't think I would be the same person I am today if I hadn't gone through some shit.
Is there one thing that comes to mind where you're kind of like, oh, that was good that they did that?
Yeah. The first time I got like hurt. Yeah. That shit. I mean, it didn't feel good, but it turned me into like, okay. Like, I mean, I'm not invincible. Like, shit can happen to me too.
Right.
But it stopped me from wanting to. So when I jump in a relationship, it made me want to not. I'm not going to fuck around again because I don't know what the. Not that I don't expect you to fucking get me back, but I know for a fact if a girl were to do me dirty, I'm going to get you back. Just how, that's how I am, bro. Just as a person, that's kind of fucked, but.
Do you think that'll ever change?
No. That's what I'm saying. I didn't even learn how to put pride to the side, bro.
What do you think is going to make you learn that?
Nothing. Right now, at least. I was thinking that a female would do that, but. That's just like, it's probably just not the right time right now for me. Bro, because you, I can't even ask you those questions.
What?
Like, I don't know. Like, not that you don't, do you get bored in your relationships, but like, when you go on dates all the time, do you get bored?
No, 100%. I know what you're talking about.
Like, it's not that you get bored. Like, I don't want to do the same shit every day.
No, you can't. No, you fucking can't.
Or every week, because then the shit will get boring.
No, it will get boring, and then that's how your shit will fail.
Yeah.
100%. You have to.
See, so that's why you gotta, that takes so much time, because you gotta plan shit out.
Yeah. It's work, too. That shit is work.
Yeah, and it's not cheap to go on fucking dates or anything like that. Not that, like, I'm the fucking cheap ass or anything, because I'll spend my last dollar, but fuck that. When I, like, see my shit, when I'm seeing how much I spend on a date, bro, I spent, like, at least average, I'll spend, like, $200.
On a date.
Just a date, every week, just to go on a little date. That's kind of, like, it'll add up.
Yeah, it adds up. That shit adds up.
So, fuck. And then you think about your car, all that shit, and you gotta put miles on that bitch to go pick up people or some shit and come back. I don't know. I like being the bigger person type shit. I like being provider. Like, if a girl's gonna stay home and all that shit, like, and I make money, just don't do nothing stupid. I don't know. It's hard coming up with questions on the spot.
Huh? No, I'm just fucking, we're just kind of like talking about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a more chill conversation.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much fucking laughter in your ears. We're not blowing people's fucking eardrums out, making them bleed.
You don't, ever been hurt?
Have ever been hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've probably been hurt.
That didn't make you, I'm tired of saying like, I need to stop saying that shit.
No, you can say it.
But that doesn't make you question shit. Like, you don't get scared. That didn't make you question shit. Like, That didn't make you fucking not turn into like how I am, because you're different, way different compared to me. You're so nice. I mean, you're not so nice, but it's just, I don't know. Because I feel like I'm really blunt about shit, and I don't give a fuck about, you're more calm about shit.
Yeah,
I'll go crazy. If I see the littlest things, I go crazy when it's probably not even that big of a deal.
Yeah.
When you're probably, it's like, I don't know.
I've said it on the pod with the therapist before.
Mm-hmm.
I think, where maybe you get hurt or something happens to you, you go outward, I go inward.
What do you mean?
Like if something's wrong, like I keep it like inside and I fucking,
yeah, but that don't
just bottle.
That don't fuck you up.
It does. It's fucking fucked up. It's like a double edged sword. Cause yeah, it definitely does.
I mean, it's not. It's not.
I don't recommend
good.
It.
It's good that you don't check people in the moment. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's cause if I see something on the spot, bro, I'm literally loud in public. I get loud, bro. And I don't give a fuck who's around me. And I'm just, no. To where when other people, and there's, bro. I be seeing, bro, there's girls that hit me up. And I'm just, they have boyfriends. And I just get pissed, bro. I get pissed. Because, like, that's fucked up.
Maybe it's just not the right time for you to get a girl.
No, I'm not getting a girl. That's what I'm saying.
Or just, like, focus on a girl.
I'm not focused on any girls. I just like fucking. it's not bad. I'm just sexually.
What if you like limited yourself, like okay.
Having sex?
Yeah.
I'd probably be beating my shit every day.
Do you think that's better or worse? I actually don't know.
I think it's better, obviously, because you don't risk but you catching
don't,
shit.
But you don't want to be addicted to fucking.
Fucking
jerking
yeah.
your shit.
But there's been no, times there's shit. Been times and girls have told me when they've slept, when I've kicked it with them and I've slept over their houses and I've cuddled with them and I've just haven't been in the mood to fuck. That's all you're coming here for? Some girls, a girl literally told me that. That's all you're coming here for? So I'm like, fuck, damn. That
like I gotta fuck right now?
Yeah. Like you don't want to just kick it?
Yeah, see,
you I was like, damn, just, you just turned into me, and I turned into so innocent.
You probably just need to find, like, a girl like that. You
and know? I don't, I'd be fucking with, bro, like, every, I can't even say that. I don't want to sound like a hoe. Like, I need, like, I don't want to sound like a hoe, bro.
What do you mean?
I need to learn how to stop fucking girls that are friends, bro, that are, like, cool. Like, I end up being cool with them. All right, for sure.
And like it's
but
cool.
Right when they give me the opportunity, alright, like I'm like feeling you, I'm feeling you, I end up fucking when I just want to be your friend type shit.
Do you think if you told them like hey, I'd honestly,
no,
like, I want to fuck too. Maybe I don't even know how this would go if you were like, hey, I want to fuck too, but I think if we fuck, this is gonna get fucked up.
I see. That's why I don't say anything because I'm.
Do you
just,
think they would agree with that shit though?
Yeah.
Do you think that works? I don't even know if that works.
I think it does.
You think it'll work?
Like, would they still be horny in the moment? Like,
like, can you ever go back to, like, that good-ass vibe after you bring up that conversation?
Yeah.
You think so?
After you fucked already?
No. Like, let's just say, like, there's a vibe and kind of you're like, oh.
I'm not trying to
no,
fuck.
No, it comes up, like, you guys are about to fuck. You guys are about to hook up. And then you kind of tell her, like, oh.
I don't think we should do
this.
I don't think we should do it
because it's kind of going to fuck shit up. Like, I know it is, and I really like how we are. Do you think you could easily go back to the, like, the cool vibe shit?
Yeah, but then you just fucked. Then you see her go talk to another, and kind of like.
But that's not your girl.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
But do you think you could actually go back to that shit? Like, being her friend? Because now you both know you want to fuck.
You can.
Or does it just make it a little more spicy?
Like, I know I want to work this dude. I want to work you, man. Then you can't go out though, because if you go out, you'll be tempted. If you're in a relationship and you're that girl's friend, do you have to cut them off?
That's a whole different scenario.
But we didn't fuck. I told her, let's be friends.
Oh, no, you can't be friends. That's way different.
Yeah.
You could be that. You could be single and do that shit. But no fucking way. No fucking way.
No, I wouldn't like a girl in the same room as a guy that tried to fuck her.
And they both wanted to fuck, but they said we're better off as friends?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
No way.
Boot his ass out the fucking house.
But, so you think you could actually go back to just being regular friends? Like, do you think there's people where that shit actually worked out? Where they were like, you know what, we wanted to, but we said no because we like our friendship.
Yeah, I think there's people out there like that, but it's there's tension. I don't think tension ever leaves unless you really, that person did some grimy shit, but why is that your friend at that point, you know? Because that's what I need to learn how to stop doing.
Is stop, like...
Like, I know. Fucking, bro. I'd be getting pissed, too, sometimes. I'd be like, no. Because then it makes me feel like I'm easy, too.
Like, they just look at you as, like, an easy sausage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, he'll hand out sausage.
If I need it, he's an attractive dude. He's cool. And he, like, he's funny.
Yeah, like, this was mid, and...
Who's mid? Who's mid?
I'm just thinking that one in, fucking around.
But like, you didn't, who's mid and his cock's pretty big. Because so.
You know how you fucking sneak shit in and sometimes people think, like, yeah.
That's why I was like, who's mid?
I don't know, man. Honestly, I feel like it could work, but maybe it can't.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Do you like being in a relationship?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's not a lot of down girls.
Or is it maybe that you don't like being alone?
Yeah, that too. I don't like being alone.
You think that's the main thing?
No, I just like, it's fun cuddling. It's not fun, but I don't like sleeping alone, bro. I hate that shit.
Really?
I hate sleeping alone.
There is people like that. Nick hates sleeping alone.
I hate sleeping alone, dog. That shit's so, like, lonely, dog.
Really? I kind of like that shit.
I like it, too, when I'm drunk.
Yeah, because you fucking spread your ass out. You're just like that.
Have you ever slept butt naked?
On a hot-ass day, I think I have.
Have you ever slept butt naked with a girl?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well,
would you? I slept butt-ass naked, boy. That shit's funny.
I don't know. I don't think I have. Have I? Probably have.
Well, your ass is just out.
Your ass is mad out. What about, have you ever tried hiding your ass because you don't want them to just stare at your ass, but then you look behind you and there's a fucking mirror? So it didn't matter anyways, and your whole asshole is just out.
No, I never done that, but I know my mirror right there catches that now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? Turn around? No.
Oh, I thought you were. So I thought you see me actually playing games in the mirror.
No, fuck it. And then I'm all naked. That's funny. Do you like lip fillers?
Yeah, they're cool.
Would you recommend a girl get lip fillers?
Not too much. Yeah, but I do. If you ain't got no lips,
do you think it's good? Because I feel like that's like the start to some addicting ass shit.
Yeah, like then you want your tits done next.
Yeah, that's the start. That is the gateway.
That's the gateway to, BBL Central. Shit, you just start getting everything. You get Botox.
But does that uplift, like, her appearance? The lip filler. Drake did say, I don't like what you did to your lips.
Yeah. But he probably just being petty right there.
You think so? Just to get in her head a little bit?
Yeah, like, that's why I cut you off.
What's the equivalent to a girl getting her lips done versus like a guy? Is it a beard?
Probably, yeah.
Or is it veneers now?
Veneers are fucking
veneers
fire.
Are getting cracking, but if you get them too big, you look like fucking a dork.
You just look like a skeleton. You look
you
like
look
Victor.
You chomp through concrete. Like your teeth are way too big. Why don't you just be a hoe?
Because I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it gets boring.
Why don't you just embrace it?
Embrace that I'm a hoe?
Yeah, you already kind of do.
I embrace it, but I sugarcoat it.
So you could be... So,
an undercover hoe.
So you want a relationship, but you're probably not ready for it.
Definitely. I'll be loyal to a girl that I actually fuck with now. I wasn't loyal in my past relationships. I'm not gonna lie. I did cheating shit.
Which is bad.
Bad as fuck. And I would never do that shit again. I'm looking at you straight in the fucking eyes because I know you want to laugh.
I'm not laughing. I'm definitely not laughing. Yeah, you're probably just not ready. But what's going to make you ready? What do you need to be like, I'm ready? Is it money?
Yeah, that too. I don't want to be in a relationship broke as fuck. I mean, I'm not broke, but I'm not. I like going out, having fun at nice places. And sometimes it be costing too much to bring two.
To what?
It be costing too much to have two people with you, and you, especially if you're paying for the other person's
shit.
Oh,
it's a grip.
And if you like being at nice places.
Oh, yeah, it comes with a tag.
Yeah. Because I know I would love to meet a female that would be like, let me take you to Masters today.
That's an expensive.
Yeah, because I personally would love. Not that I go like every day, but I'll probably go like every 3 months, every 2 months.
Yeah. What does, and these are all questions straight off the dome. I'm just kind of curious. What does success look like to you? Because for other people, it might be different. If I ask somebody, what does success look like to you? It could be like, oh, you know, just hanging out with family. Healthy, or I want like 5 kids and with a nice home, and
obviously that, but just
what is it gonna take for you to be like, I made it?
Seeing, I love my family a lot, but just seeing like my homies just like have their own shit, like I always saw myself gifting you guys just something expensive, bro, just something expensive as fuck. Just to be at that level with no worries. Obviously, I want kids and all that shit, but I'm cool with being alone, too. Just like how Logan is. Like, I'm cool with that. Just as long as everybody eats. That shit would make me so happy, bro. And to be, like, our own fucking, having fucking mad bread on our own shit. We could kick it. Go wherever we want. We could travel, bro. Just being able to travel would be fucking dope with no worries, bro. That's when I feel like I'll make it. Just to come home and then it's just back to program time. But I know exactly what is going to make me like that money back.
Right.
So that's the when I know I'm successful, when I could just sleep and make money too. When you could sleep and make money, that would be that. That's when I know I make it too.
What do you think it's going to take to get there?
A lot of sacrifices, just learning how to be out my in a shell. I'm always in a comfortable zone. I feel like I'm always comfortable, and I have a problem with being too comfortable to where I end up slacking off. Like, I could be good 1 week, and then I'll probably be like, all right, this is enough for now, and then I'll just sit on my ass, bro.
Is there a reason why you think you're like that?
Just, I need to stop being lazy. I'm probably just really lazy. And just, I have bad smoking habits. I smoke a lot. But it's
smoking is crazy, huh?
Yeah. Smoking a lot is crazy. Especially when you just, like, that's the only thing. Well, that's not the only thing I do. I drink too, but.
Drinking fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Than smoking?
Yeah. Drinking is literal fucking poison, dude. That shit hurts your body bad, dude.
That shit
is whack. I mean, I fucking drink here and there, but
are you an organ donor?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not either.
I heard they fucking let you die.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a little quick break on this podcast, and no, this is not Julian, and no, this is not Logan. This is in fact Yeet, and we're gonna tell you a little bit about Game Time. And if you've listened to this podcast, like I would assume you have before, you are a loyal person to Sweet Talks. I appreciate you, and I love you for that. You know a lot about Game Time already because a lot of you have been saving a lot of money on Game Time. It is the best place to score last-minute tickets, and I'm talking to anything. Events, concerts, you fucking name it. Download the app right now and see for yourself. You want to go to the Drake concert tonight? Don't worry. They probably got a flash deal on there where you can get a great ticket and for a great price. Top this off, right? Check this out. When you go on other ticketing apps, they'll show you on the map where you're going to sit, And on the map, it might look like you're damn near 5 feet from Drake. Then you get there and he looks like a fucking Minecraft character because you're 30 feet out. You see what I'm saying? But on Game Time, they'll actually show you where you're sitting and what it looks like from your point of view. So if you're not really fucking with how it looks in the seat, don't worry. They got other options. You can go up a little further for a great price. So I'm telling you, please download the app right now. Hold on. I'm looking for my phone so I can help you guys out because you guys deserve some shit. Check this out. Download the Game Time app right now. Create an account and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Dude, use that 20 for a fucking beer. Use that shit for a drink. Use that shit for some nachos. Use that shit for some fucking whatever the fuck. Put it towards merch if you're going to the Drake concert like me. We just went to the Dodgers game with Game Time, saved some pretty good money, and we checked out extremely fast. Their checkout is almost addicting how fast it is. Give it a try. Might as well. If you're looking for some last-minute tickets, you're running out of ideas for dates, take her somewhere nice. Take him somewhere nice. They'll love it. Again, download the Game Time app and use code SWEET. Let's get back to this podcast.
I'm not. I don't want to die.
Nah, fuck that.
Would
That's
you ever
bullshit.
Give your kidney up?
Yeah, I would.
To someone that really needs it? Yeah, I would too. But then you're left with one kidney.
Now, if that one's gone, you're fine. Hey, hand that one back.
Hey, let me borrow it real quick.
I need it back, bro.
Real quick, just for like a couple years, and then I'll toss that bitch back.
You want to see something funny?
Yeah.
Look at these new airplane seats that they're thinking of launching. They're saying, what if you get that top deck and just lay a fucking massive fart? The person at the bottom's fucked. They're getting dookie shit on their face.
Oh my God.
If you're laying bricks on that plane,
it's fucking nasty in that lower level.
Then what are you going to do? Hey, can you stop fucking laying bricks? It stinks down here.
And you don't want to be disrespectful. Come off as that.
You think the top row is more expensive or the bottom?
Top.
Low key? Well, which row would you rather have? Is top more legroom?
I'll probably be bottom because I feel like the bottom would leave first.
That's what I'm saying.
That's and what like, I'm they'll thinking. Probably make people, all right, top has to stay. You guys have comfortable seats. Just chill out for a sec.
But if somebody's laying bricks, you're going to get pink eye.
Yeah.
You're going to get pink eye on the flight. And I might lay a brick if I'm on top.
Yeah, I might lay a brick just to see.
Just think about how funny if I'm like, Frank, I dare you to fucking fart right now. And you just
see ass cheeks coming out the bottom of the thing.
What are you supposed to do?
But what if you're under a girl with a dunk?
And you're just seeing, and it looks like you're under the moon. Or some shit.
But then she lays a mean-ass brick, and you're like, bro.
No, the pranks that they're going to film on there is going to be insane.
I thought that was like beds and shit. That looks like first class.
Fuck no. And then what? And then if the plane goes down, you're next done.
No, you know what would be dope? If the bottom ones can lift up like a little foot thing like this.
Dude, I feel like they have more room now.
Yeah. Like you don't have to worry about room in that bitch.
Yeah, it looks like you have a little bit more room.
But why does top look a little more cramped?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like they can't do this.
Or
what if you got like stinky ass feet? And you fucking just put your shits over the rail. And you just see feet, fungus.
That's what I'm saying. Bottom actually kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Bottom actually kind of fucking
sucks. The only benefit I would see is you can leave faster. Because I know you be on a fucking plane for at least 30 minutes after it lands.
Yeah,
bro.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, just fucking pick me up tomorrow.
Man, I want to go to New York so bad.
That shit's lit. You'll love it.
You liked it? They said
the
you almost killed you right
bro,
there, though, huh?
That's the best sushi I've ever had in my life.
I need some bomb shit like that.
Bro, I don't know.
Lately, I've just been craving bomb food.
Bro.
Like, and I don't give a fuck about the price, but it's going to hit me later.
Oh, yeah. That's how it
just
is.
Just because I spend it on a credit card and don't check the app doesn't mean it doesn't go away.
Yeah,
but in my head, it does.
Yeah, but That's why you go on the date by yourself, so you don't spend that much, huh?
What about me? I fucking pulled out 200 to win at the casino, and I won 200. But in my mind, I think I won 4, and I spent it all. And really, I really only made 2.
This guy,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that shit felt like I made 4 the whole week. Cause really, I pulled out the 2.
You got a 50. Made 2. You got a 50% off meal.
Yeah, basically.
that's cool though. That's cool.
50% off meal.
I fucking love those type of meals when I know like I just want a little bit of money.
Leaving the casino hungry as shit and broke has to be one of the worst feelings.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially
with no gas.
Oh yeah, add that to the fucking list. Especially if your homie won and his burger's looking a little too good that day too,
and he's just munching like he's the happiest man, and you're the dickhead that has to drive.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he's just like, yeah, bomb. And you're right there, just like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
When you have to drive and you're the only one that lost, oh, fuck me.
Have you seen when they do memes of The Hangover when they're in the elevator?
No.
And it's Alan and Mr. Oh, Chow singing.
And it shows the bank account.
Yeah, it shows when they're positive. And when you leave the bank and your homies are in the bank, it just shows feel like. They're singing the music from the elevator. It does be like that, though. Because when you're in the elevator, you just want it, bro. I'd be fucking walking back and forth in the elevator. Yeah, even though there's like fucking 4 steps in that bitch.
We should go. Let's go today.
To Vegas?
Now that is something we need to do. We're going to go watch Jared's game.
Oh, yeah. Astros.
No, Ruth's Chris. Chris. Shit, mom.
Ruth's Chris. Goodness.
I need to. What meal right now do you need? You can go anywhere for free right now. Eat.
Oh, I need a fucking Astros.
An absolute grub. You could go anywhere, though.
Anywhere.
Nobu. You can go Katana. You could grub like a motherfucker for free.
I'd probably go to a fucking Mastro's, bro.
I thought you would say sushi.
I want sushi, but
they probably got bomb sushi right there,
steak
too.
Steak is a catch. They have bomb sushi.
Really?
Catch, they have bomb sushi. I remember. I haven't tried steak, though.
At Catch?
Yeah.
I did.
You liked it?
Yeah, shit was bomb. You did, too.
I wasn't there, though.
Why?
I just set the reservation for you.
No.
Yes.
When we went for your birthday.
I didn't go for my birthday to Catch ever.
Yes, we did. In fucking Vegas.
Okay, there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we had the little meat on the brick.
Yeah, that shit was bomb.
That shit was good.
Fuck. I like those fucking crabs that you just peeled the shell right off.
Oh, and it's all fucking...
It's just fucking meat. Lobster meat. Crab meat. Fat pussy. Fat pussy on my dick. Right? Can't even say shit like that, huh?
Yeah, man. You can say whatever you want.
This is a sex ASMR.
We should have just did a Wingstop ASMR.
For real.
Well, you know what? This was an interesting podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was honestly just a conversation because we had a couple questions to go with, and I don't think I did any of them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was supposed to be a funnier podcast, but then we actually started talking.
Why, you got a question? No. What's one of your most interesting questions on your little fucking computer you got there?
Well, now I got to go back to them. I just canceled it out.
Well, just save them for next time. Just have them for the boys.
But that was good. How did you like that?
I liked it. It was cool. I had fun.
Think it felt good?
Yeah. Next time I'm press you with the questions so hard.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm actually not going to do that.
You actually will, though.
No, I'm actually going to deny every...
Not if
I... anybody ever...
Not if I tape you to the thing and fucking put a towel over your face and whatever water and drown you. Tell you, hey, you better answer these questions or I guess you're dying.
I don't want to.
Answer the questions?
I feel like it's not worth knowing yet.
Yeah. Knowing about you?
Yeah.
You're crazy. I mean, it's not worth knowing about you.
You know when, like, fucking, like, people pop out with a crazy documentary?
That's what you want to do?
That would be sick.
That would be sick. Documentaries are hard, dog.
Where it's like, oh, shit.
That person really went through all that. And you weren't even expecting them to go through that shit.
That would be cool.
Or, yeah, documentaries are hard when, like, Travis Scott's. When it shows everything that, like, Justin Bieber's.
Yeah, his old one. Drake is going to have a stupid-ass one.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
LeBron's going to have one.
Yeah, like, you see what they, like, how hard they worked and shit to get to where they're at.
That would be sick.
Yeah, fucking damn. You think LeBron's going to win another ring?
I hope so. That's one person I need to see at work. I fucked up with Mayweather. I never got to see Mayweather.
You should sit on the floor seat.
That's what I'm saying. I need that. Oh, okay. I'm going to do it, but I got to make it first.
He's what, 38
in the playoffs though? I need to see it. That's like a $30,000
ticket. Damn, hell yeah, bro.
Is it probably, huh?
Yeah, with our connects though, if I get that shit, what, 10k?
No, fuck no. In the playoffs, Ron,
bro, we get it.
Maybe
he'll look through, he'll come through. He would come through and probably like drop like 10. We'll be like, all right,
because he still has to buy them though.
No, he's seasoned.
Yeah, he's, you gotta seasoned. Buy them though. Don't you?
Every time? If you're a season holder, don't you get those seats for the whole time?
I think so.
But certain days?
But I think in the playoffs, you have the option to buy them.
Mm. So it's a whole different package.
I think so, or some shit like that. That's one thing I need to do.
Floor. Especially yeah, by... floor. And a floor, but I want to be by the scores table.
Like where Drake sits? Yeah, like
where Drake sits.
Where it's like nobody's on your right.
Yeah, but the chances of the NBA player coming to hit you is like, oh!
Yeah, yeah, and then they have to.
Imagine if you're just sipping a drink and then all of a sudden, I'll be like, ah! I'll be like, no, LeBron. That's supposed to happen. That's supposed to happen. I wouldn't even be mad.
Or just doing this to LeBron, like as he goes in.
Yeah.
Or it's fourth quarter and we're a little tipsy and we're like, fucking show me some shit, you dumbass.
And he says, I got you. Does a step back, shoots it. He looks at his palm, looks at you, and then shoots the ball. You know when he looks at the ball and yeah. He does a little palm shit, but then he glances at you real quick and then he shoots. How legendary would that picture be? Like, did you see that guy that he was in the right place at the right time? Giannis was like, he got a technical and he was like, oh man, fuck that. All right. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to sit right here.
I saw
and
that.
And the guy was literally like this, just yeah. like, and he's like, you're really going to, and he gets out the fucking, yeah, he gets out the sick. Seat, and he started dying, bro.
That shit is sick.
Like, yeah, that fucking is dope. Have you seen when, like, people get hit in the stands by the ball, and they're not even on the floor seat? Bro, there's this one, I don't know who made the pass, but he passed it in the crowd, and that shit just, the lady was looking at her phone shoulder or something, and that shit just, dang!
Hard as fuck? Yeah. That ball's hard as shit, too.
Basketball? Especially from a fucking basketball player throwing one?
That one's fucking hard.
Is it heavy?
I feel like it's heavier.
It's like a medicine ball.
Oh, actually, no, they use the Wilson ones now, but the shit probably is hard as fuck. LeBron James, I need that. That's BD.
Might not be better than Kobe if he doesn't get that ring.
I think he's better than Kobe and Michael Jordan.
I don't think so.
I'm saying it.
You could say that. Like, that's your opinion. A lot of people probably do have that opinion. But I don't. He hasn't got 6 rings, so I don't see how he would be better than LeBron. I mean, Kobe.
He's going to get 5.
Does Kobe have 6 or 5?
5.
Oh, okay. So he just needs one more to tie up with Kobe. Yeah. Imagine he gets it with his son. That'd be the crazy shit ever in history of basketball.
Drake or Michael Jackson?
Fuck. I'm going to get hated if I say Drake. I fuck with Drake.
I'm going to go Drake.
I'm sorry. I just...
He I just passed him up.
And I don't think Michael Jackson's moves were even all that.
Michael Jackson's moves?
Like, I could do that shit.
Could you dance like MJ? You think you got moves like MJ?
I think I can moonwalk like MJ.
Oh, you think your dance moves are closer to MJ or Chris Brown?
Oh, Chris Brown.
Can you dance as good as Chris Brown?
I could do certain shit what Chris Brown does.
All right, so if Chris Brown was like...
I need you to
court. I need you to show me some shit right now. I'm about to hop on stage in 5 minutes. If you could show me like, all right, this guy can move, I'm going to let
but
you
But what song are you playing? What song is he playing from Chris Brown?
I don't know.
Is
whatever old, song. Is you, it you an get old to pick. Song? You get to pick. So what song are you going with, first of all?
I'll probably go with Yo.
Okay.
Because right. I know that whole dance like the back of my head.
Okay, so...
He'll probably think I'm that kid. He'll probably remember that life if he saw me performing that. He'll probably be like, damn, it kind of reminds me of me.
So Breezy's like, go ahead. What dance move are you going to?
Oh, the one that he did in Stomp the Yard.
Which one's that?
When he does that flip and he slides.
So you'll go for the flip. And you think he could be like, all right.
Damn, he like really studied me. Like, he did the Stomp the Yard shit.
So why don't you be a professional dancer?
Oh my God, bro.
What? Sounds like you're good.
I'm good at dancing, but I'm not as good as fucking Chris Brown.
But you said you could be on the stage with Breezy.
I could do Breezy shit, I think.
So like, oh shit, he's going off right now. That's what they're gonna say.
Yeah. This guy's crip walking, oh, doing backflips.
So you think you could get like,
what's, I can what, mix
what,
it up.
What do you think he's gonna say?
Bro, Chris Brown is he fucking,
is he gonna say anything, or is he just gonna not
he gonna like, fucking, I think he'll walk up and turn up on me.
No,
I think he'll grab my hand and start like crip walking and shit.
So you think like he'll, yeah,
bro, he'll turn up. If he was a random person at, you know how he just pulls up to the club and people just record him randomly? Bro, if he saw me turning that shit up in the middle, he'll be like, damn, this boy's going off, bro.
What do you feel when you grab somebody's hand and you start dancing with them?
What do I feel?
Are you thinking, or are you kind of just flowing? Something
I like, if you don't dance, there's something wrong with you. That's how I see it. If I see you and you're just chilling, you're vibing, and you,
I'm talking about like homies.
What about the homies?
Like, how do you know what move to go to?
You don't. See, you can either, it's either a flop or miss. You look stupid.
It is, huh?
That's why I.
And then you got.
I know. I know Nick. You, when Nick dances, I see.
You know what move he's gonna go to.
Yeah, I know what he's gonna go to straight, and he. I'm pretty sure he a lot of people. Yeah, people know I do that kick.
When that, you're holding their hand.
Yeah, so they know.
Like, to do, oh, shit, I got to back up right
no,
now.
No, he's no, no. No, 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 no. I know they know, like, I'll go to my left with a kick. And when they, as soon as, okay, you're walking back and forth. All right, I see the kick. Then that, in my head, if I'm, so if I see people dancing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fucking doing, they're fucking doing a blood walk or crip walk, whatever the case may be. And they fucking do that kick. And I see that they do that kick. I'm going to catch on, and I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to make it look smoother. And why he's doing the kick going back and forth, then I'm going to go the opposite way and do the kick back and forth. So it'll
so
be
you
like,
are thinking.
Yeah, I'm bit. Thinking. I'm thinking. So it's a whole process, I feel like, too, in dancing.
I'm trying to figure that out. Because right now I could probably go for a solid 2 seconds. And then I got to do, you know where you
yeah,
pull
you freestyle
out? No, I got to pull out of that before I start fucking it up.
Yeah, that's good. That's
you know
good.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's good.
There is a moment where you're kind of like, all right, shit, it's kind of getting fucked up.
Yeah, so yeah. Gotta- All right, you get your ass in here now. Yeah, do some shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. You probably haven't had this, but I've definitely had this. Where like, fucking, like you start dancing with somebody, right? Like the homie. And like, you go grip, boom, start cool. All right, it gets fucked up pretty quick. So you launch out of there. He grabs another homie. And they start doing it good. And now everyone, whoa. And you're kind of just like.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Or what about like, if you.
Well, or wow, what nobody about, was hype when I was doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Or what if you're fucking dancing with the homie, right? And you're right there. And you guys are both looking stupid. And you guys both go out at the same time. So it's like, damn, y'all fuckers are whack. Fuck.
Oh, no. Another badass feeling. Is when you're in the middle of the circle and you're out of dance moves already. And it's like, what am I supposed to do now? You can't go to a repeat.
Yeah.
If you started off with some shit and you try to go back to it, get the fuck out of here already.
Yeah. You could come back to it in like 10 minutes to the next song.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can't just go in like a side.
You can't repeat. I've definitely been in the middle and been stuck. Or like where it's kind of like. I feel like
and I know
I don't know what move to go to next, but I've only been here near for about 4 seconds.
Like I know Logue, I know what people are good at. That's how I
dancing.
Yeah, I know what people are good at. So when I go up to Logue and I'm gonna dance with Logue, I grab his shirt and automatically he already knows. He knows to drop. So when I'm dropping with him, all right, I'm catching rhythm with him.
Right.
And then he'll just, yeah, so he'll catch rhythm. So I know with Logan,
Logan likes to drop.
Yeah, I'll put him, I'll put him on beat too. So
if he's not on beat, you'll drop
him. Yeah, he'll know when to go on beat. Like I'll go slower with the grabbing. And then Danny, I do the walking shit with him. Like I'll dance crib walking shit with him. And then you all fucking
when
you
just start moving my legs.
No, yeah, you do this when you no, you're like you're like a reggaeton. Like you'll move your hips, dog. So I'll be like, oh, okay. Hey, that's what you're doing. That's the type of shit I'm on too. It's that I feel like there's like a process to everything. Or I read everything.
Is there somebody you can't dance with? Like, bro, you suck, bro.
If a female that I'm with that I don't know, I kind of
can't dance.
I don't know how to reject them. I don't know. I mean, I reject them a certain way. My way is when I'm wanging and she's not wanging right. Like, so I'm dancing like that. If she's not wanging right, I automatically look at who's behind me, so I could be like, hey, go, you're next. Pass off. And then, like, but that kind of puts them in a fucked up position because
now they get the bad wing.
No, they get the bad wing, and then it looks funny as fuck when the girl's like, oh no, I can't. No. And she starts walking back with her homegirls, like, because I left type shit. It's just, yeah.
How do you catch that?
A girl winging?
Yeah.
Bro,
there's practice to this.
Yeah, there is practice. A lot of parties. Yeah,
you have to.
Bro, I've been going to parties since I was a freshman.
You could tell.
Bro, I remember
a guy that can't catch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A guy that can't catch it, bro. Yeah.
You know what's the worst too? If you think that you're catching it,
but you ain't catching shit. You're letting that shit out of bounds. It pisses me off.
And you know they could feel it too. Like, oh, there's too much. There's too much air when I go to the... You know what I'm saying? Like,
that, and then, bro, it gets me pissed off when the girl's bad and she's wanging that shit. Like, she's wanging it, and then a guy just fucks it up. I'd be like, nah, that ain't how it goes.
And that happens.
But, bro, that's happened to me, though, before.
Where you couldn't catch the wang?
No, that's the first time I went to my first party, and I was getting wanged on, and I looked stupid.
You just look like a stiff
dick. I didn't look stupid, but she was wanging that shit on me, and my back hit the garage hard.
Oh, shit.
So she was giving me too much wang, where I just couldn't handle it. And I was just like, God damn. Hey, I was wanging. She's pulling me everywhere. And all of a sudden, she starts backing that shit up, and I'm like, and all of a sudden, I feel ding, ding. I'm like, fuck. So I'm holding my head and I'm still wanging, and I just and that's where I look stupid, bro. All
right, what's the one tip to guys to catch that wing? One tip to guys,
you let it, bro. What's, all right, I'll tell you.
Where do you gotta move? You said you gotta let the girl control you.
Yeah, you're following the girl when you're yiking. That's what it's called. It's called yiking.
Yeah.
When you're yiking or like winging that shit, bro, that's what you follow the girl. The girl controls you. You just gotta know where to, like.
But you're moving your body, though.
And the girl has to, I feel like the girl has to know the song. Cause she knows when the beat, what beat, like.
Oh, went to.
Like gas pedal, you know, it's like slow down, grab the wall, wiggle like you're trying to. And then. And then when it goes gas, yeah, when it says speed up, gas pedal, then that's when you just start, hey, that's when you're going hard.
And, but if you're the guy and you don't know it,
you're just looking like a fucking stiff cock.
That's the worst.
I can't. That could never be me.
It's been me.
I love wanging. That's like one of my favorite. I love dancing with females. That sounds fucked up, but it's fun dancing. And I know a lot of girls do that shit too, but I'm gonna tell you, you do not go up to, when you see a girl dancing on her friend,
don't go up to her.
Well, you could dance with her, but I already know how I see it is that the girl's gonna be like, she's dancing on her friend, so stay the fuck away.
Right.
So if she dances on another guy, then that's my goal. I'll be like, nah, I can wing that shit way better than that dude. What's this shit?
I've seen guys that know how to catch the wing.
And it's doper when somebody's next to you and they know how to wing too, and you could toss them that shit. Yeah, so they'll hop in it and they'll start winging that shit too.
Or like when the spin move.
Oh yeah, I love the spin move.
The spin moves
when I do a spin.
But you gotta catch it back on rhythm and then drop it. I've definitely been in a situation where I could not catch the wing for a second. It was fucked up because
better than being backed up into the garage, almost putting a wall in it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Now this situation was at a party. We were at a party and I think it was gas pedal, and I just couldn't fucking get it at first, and I thought I was getting it, but I knew I wasn't getting it because the girl next to us was like, "There you go, now he's starting to get it."
My homie,
like a little bitch.
Nah, my homie did some shady shit. I kind of told him to shut the fuck up.
Why?
Because he was like, "You're not doing it right, dog." And I was like, he was like, "See, come on." He was like, "Come on, man. I gotta come. You're not doing it right, dog." And I was like, "Shut the fuck up." I hit my head, and he was like, "Come on, man. Yeah, you're not doing it right, dog." And I was like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, hater. You're ugly as shit. The bitch wouldn't even throw it back on you."
It's so fucked.
Especially coming from the ugly homie that knows how to. He knows how to wing.
Yeah,
but
that is true.
Yeah, the ugly homie knows how to wing.
It's because they get a lot of, they don't give a fuck. Yeah. They got it mad.
And you can't see shit when you're winging shit. You can't, the girl can't like turn her head at 360 just to look at you.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some ugly ass homies with a hoodie on. They like cover their whole shit.
But they know how to dance.
No, they
dancing
cover,
makes
no,
you more
no,
attractive.
They, no, they cover their shit because they don't want to get caught up.
Oh, really?
They'll tie that shit up, zip, and then start winging.
Dancing definitely makes you more attractive.
Uh huh. I think so too.
Let's say he's a fucking 5, but he could dance really good. What does he go to?
Damn, he gets up there. He gets up to like 8.
That fool could fucking break it down.
Oh, he gets up to like 8.
Damn, that's fucking high. I was going to say like 7.
Oh, then
but even that, 7, that's high.
Yeah, that's high too.
That's a whole 2 points. If you're a 7, but you could break it down, now you're a 9. What about her?
Oh, my. If she can break it down, dog, to any...
It kind of scares me, though.
Like, she's done that before.
Like why is she so good?
Maybe she just naturally likes dancing, like me. But I've had...
Yeah, and that's very dope. Like, I like that. But it's...
Like, I like a girl that can fuck it up, bro.
Like, a solo. Like, go fuck it up.
I like a girl that can twerk, like, ratchet, like...
So you like when they get on the floor and they just
turn nasty. I just like when that shit's just do, bro.
So would you want your girl to do that?
Hell yeah, bro.
That's dope. You'll hype her up.
I'll hype her ass up. I'll get behind that shit. Be like, damn, I'm gonna hit this shit tonight.
And you guys just end up start fucking on the floor.
I pull it to the side, the panties.
In front of everybody. Yo, this guy, take him out of here. What the fuck?
Damn, hey, they about to they fucking. Did you see what Chris Brown was like that in the club when he got shot up?
He's like, oh, they're fighting.
Hey, oh shit, them dudes is getting down over there. He's a dumbass.
Shit, I feel like that's how I would react too.
You know what's dope? When all the friends like dancing on that, like. Just dancing on that one homie. Like, not dancing on that one homie, but it's cool when all the friends are cool with dancing on me.
What the fuck?
Like, if I'm at the club and a girl's dancing on me, hey, girl, go. Like, how homie shit, when you wing it, when you say, hey.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you go to the fucking club with, like,
homegirls
talking
too.
To.
No.
And all her girls.
What if you're with all their homegirls? That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, that's dope as shit.
If they all just dance and then, like, they use you as the toy. Like,
yeah, that's dope. Or what if you bring one homegirl with all the boys?
And she starts weighing that shit on all your boys.
That's kind of weird, huh?
That's kind of weird, but I'll be like, she's for the team. Like,
like it's kind of dope, but now it's a competition. Yeah. Which homie could wang it the best with her?
And you see me just wanging that shit left and right. And then you see everybody just hop in next to me, behind me, waiting in line.
Just to wang it up. Chicken wang.
They should make a song called Chicken Wang.
I feel like that's what's like he's a chicken wing right now. That's probably like, all right, he's a bitch. He sucks.
You're trying to make up new slogans?
Yeah, like, oh, that's a chicken wing.
That's right his there. Chicken wing right there.
Because he's acting like a chicken. He's too afraid to handle that.
And he can't wing it.
He's too afraid. He's a chicken wing.
He's chicken wing.
You're a fucking chicken wing. Don't even talk to me.
You can't wing that shit, chicken wing.
You chicken to that shit? Scared?
You can't wing.
Would you scared of that shit? Imagine you're winging it with the girl and some guy's like, what, you were scared of that shit right there? You looked afraid to handle that. Oh shit.
I'll be like, can you do better? And then he starts winging that shit right. He's like, this is and how you do it, son. Going,
hey,
yeah,
hey.
And you're just standing there like and that's your girl he's winging?
Oh.
She's like, I ain't never had this shit. And you're just winging.
Oh,
This is how you do it, babe. Look at him. Look at him.
Is that okay?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm hungry.
I'm very hungry, too. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. It was a different type of podcast. Definitely took a left turn. More of a conversation. This was actually more of a conversation, not really a planned one.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool, kind of different. I don't know. Hopefully you guys like it.
At the end, it started getting funny.
Yeah, it did. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Hopefully we could do some more fun stuff. Maybe even more conversations, interviews. Drop a comment. Drop a comment.
Drop a comment. Like it. Subscribe.
And, yeah. Drop a comment. I do look at the comments. I do see that somebody said that the last podcast was booty.
Was it?
Yeah. But I agree, though. I'm not going to lie. It probably wasn't the greatest podcast.
That shit was butt then.
We can't lie. We can't lie to ourselves.
Yeah. You know.
But
how about you guys get in the comments? You guys ask some questions. Huh? So we can spice this shit up.
But we can spice it up. We could have people and do like more serious interviews.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Just do one where we just get high.
Frank would love that shit.
They would love it too.
They would probably love it too. You were talking a lot more today.
I mean, I wasn't that high.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, thank you guys for supporting us for our entire lives. We love you guys. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Love you.